Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of God. You're welcome to the 18th day in the month of May 2025. It's a beautiful new day and the Lord is ready to speak to us. Are you ready to listen? Are you ready to take from the throne of grace this morning? Are you ready to just get that instruction that you need for today? Even though today is Sunday, yet we still need to start our day with the word of God. If this is your first time of joining us, I want to specially welcome you. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to please spread the word till everyone that needs to be on this platform joins. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. The topic before us this morning is Created for a Purpose. Created for a Purpose. Our aim for today is taken from Info. To the work, we are servants of God. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Ezra chapter 1 to chapter 4. And our memory verse today is taken from Isaiah 46 verse 11. Isaiah 46 verse 11, which says, calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executed my counsel from a far country, ye I have spoken to it. I will also bring it to pass. I have proposed it, I will also do it. And our Bible reading for today is taken from Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 9 to 12. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 9 to 12. From verse 9 it reads, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he proposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we were chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says, created for a purpose. Our manual today reads, if a boy who was sent on an urgent and important errand by his parents stops to play football on the way, how do you think his parents will feel when they discover his foolishness? This is similar to what many people do concerning God's assignment for their lives. God has sent everyone on earth to fulfill a purpose. However, many people put God's purpose aside and start doing whatever they like. Before your birth, God prepared an assignment for you to fulfill on earth. Everyone created by God has a purpose, like we see in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. And God has a general plan into which a specific purpose for your life fits. In Galatians chapter 1 from verse 13 to 16, Paul said that God separated him unto himself from his mother's womb. By the end of life, he said, I have fought a good fight and I have finished my course. I have kept the faith, like we see in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. John the Baptist knew that God had sent him ahead of Jesus to prepare a way for him and announce his arrival to the Israelites, like we see in John chapter 1 from verse 29 to 36. When Jesus came to him, he declared, Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. We can see that in John chapter 1 verse 29. Because he did this assignment very well, Jesus gave this testimonial about him. Among them that are born of women, he had not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Matthew chapter 11 verse 11, that's where we can find that. What will God's testimonial about you be? You have a particular assignment on earth, and you must not let anything prevent you from fulfilling it. Determine not to allow anything stop you from becoming who God has ordained you to be. While it is commendable for someone to know God's purpose, it is also necessary for the fellow to fulfill God's purpose, God's way. For example, Moses was destined to deliver the Israelites from Egypt. He first attempted to do things his own way, and he almost cost him his life. It continues to read, God had to put him through a refining process that eventually set him on the right path. Like we see in Exodus chapter 2 from verse 11 to 15. Beloved, has a special purpose for your life, and he also has a blueprint you must follow to fulfill it. This is why you cannot afford not to have an intimate relationship with him. Your relationship with him will determine whether you will keep in step with him or fulfill his purpose for your life or not. I pray that nothing will distract you from fulfilling God's purpose for your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, cultivate and maintain an intimate relationship with God so that you can fulfill his purpose for your life. Cultivate an intimate relationship with God today. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. Your link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.